Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, hello. I'm Glovina Williams, and again, I want to welcome you for joining us. And also, I want to welcome all of my new time listeners. Welcome, and I promise you, we will not waste your time. So thank you again for joining us. You know, it's really great. I like to talk about a subject today that is very near and dear to my heart. And it's actually going to talk about meekness. We're going to look at meekness today. And we're going to look at how meekness can be a stronghold for you. And exactly what is a stronghold, Glovina? It's a place of security, a place of survival. It's like a fort or a military garrison. And we're going to take this today and apply it to a life application which is contained within the Word of God. Listen at this application according to Matthew 5 and 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed, nothing broken, nothing missing. Blessed, everything in order and operating in the divine order of the kingdom. You know, perhaps there are some things you've allowed to become a stronghold against you. I mean, something that's just really stuck in there. And it has become a stronghold. And perhaps you've allowed it to just take deep root within you. It could be pride. It could be not following the right directions or instructions. It could be a spirit of rejection, fear, anything that we cling to that prevents us from fulfilling our God-given purpose. But when we choose to submit to God, when we choose to follow the directions and the instructions of God, who is really the only one strong enough to be able to penetrate and destroy any strongholds, any negative strongholds, and pull them down, then He'll enter into those fortified places and deliver us. So I just want to put that out there, because I want us also to now look at stronghold in a new light. I want to begin by saying meekness is a powerful virtue. And it is one of the components of the fruit of the Spirit, according to Galatians 5 and 23. It is a spiritual strength, and it embodies being patient and calm in the face of mistreatment or hardship. It's a stronghold for us. It's a place of security and survival, even during the face of mistreatment or hardship. Just to give us an image, you know, I like to try to paint a picture of what a stronghold is. Imagine you have a safe in your wall with all your valuables, and inside that safe is another safe. It's further back. It's called the stronghold. So a stronghold, as I said earlier, it's like a fortified city. It's a difficult place or a difficult location to invade. So it protects you during attacks. And the Bible mentions strongholds and references to their use quite often. For example, we could look at David. Frequently, King David hid in caves that had strongholds, and it made it very difficult for his enemies to locate him. I believe that you're really following me. You're really tracking me on where we're going with this. So let's put this out there now. Meekness is not weakness. Meekness is not weakness. Listen, contrary to what some believe, meekness, I repeat, is not weakness. It's a strength. Humility, just connecting humility as an attribute of meekness, it takes strength to humble yourself. Did you know that your doubts, your fears, and your unbeliefs, they get intimidated when you communicate with God? Your fear, your unbelief, your self-consciousness, your negative self-consciousness, rather, they get into God about these things. Because when you pray or when you communicate with God, and that's simply what prayer is, communicating with God, you humble yourself. You really put yourself in a position where you're ready to listen to the direction and the divine instructions from the Holy Spirit. It's a way of saying, it's a way of physically displaying and saying, I need you, Almighty God. In this posture of meekness, it terrifies negative thoughts. It terrifies fear and unbelief. This fear and unbelief, they really fear your meekness and your humility. Because in your submission, into you following, in the position or in the mindset, I'll put it like that, of you following the directions and the instructions of God, you're walking toward your victory. You're walking toward revival and deliverance. I often say that prior to deliverance, there's going to be a type of revival within you. You're going to begin to feel like a stirring on the inside, an excitement, something taking deep, really deep on the inside, like in the solar plex area. You begin to feel, sometimes we call it butterflies, sometimes you feel that revival prior to deliverance. So as God goes to battle on your behalf, know this, because you have placed yourself in that posture of meekness. Already, doubt, fear, and unbelief is beginning. You know, you walk in this power of meekness when you recognize that Almighty God is your advocate. You know, when you become keenly aware of who your advocate is, who really fights our battles, we become powerful. God protects us against all the forces of negativity. He can protect us against doubt, fear, and the unbelief. Because most battles, the negative forces really are unseen. This is why we need the direction and the instruction of God as to how to walk through these various, sometimes challenging places in life. I don't really know how it all works. I'm honestly going to say that to you today. I have a small piece of it. You have a piece of how meekness works. Others have a piece of, you know, what I mean by piece is a portion of how this works. But I do want to say that negative thoughts and negative influence, they cannot neutralize your prayers if you humble yourself before God. Because meekness can become a stronghold. Remember what a stronghold is? Compare it to a safe in the wall. Then once you open that safe up, there's another safe behind that. That's the stronghold. Meekness is that place within you. It's a place within you where the negativity, the cares of the world, the unnecessary hassles that try to distract us from fulfilling our destiny, they cannot reach you. Plans, your goals in that stronghold of meekness. Because you know what happens? The negative thoughts, they get confused. anger, pride, unforgiveness, all of that gets lost when you humble yourself and exercise your ability to be meek. So if we want to use a lot of physical tactics to try to deal with spiritual problems, guess what? It's just not going to work. We can even go, as they say, tit for tat or negative for negative, trying to combat, take one negative thought and pile it on top of another one. It's not going to work. But if we choose the posture of meekness, these thoughts begin to dissipate and they cannot locate you in the spirit. Meekness is our stronghold, my beloveds. I don't know what your struggle, your challenge, your situation, your wilderness experience, I don't know where it is or exactly what it is, but I do know the remedy. Follow the instructions and the directions of God in the spirit of meekness. Hey, just coming to God and confessing where you need help, where you may have fallen short, where you may have made a major mistake, and you want to try to get things back in order. Your stronghold is meekness, and just ask him to help you. Then trust him to do it. He'll protect you. He'll comfort you. He will forgive you, deliver you, whatever is needed. He'll free you from the guilt of past mistakes and errors and whatever may be hindering your blessings from fully manifesting. He will empower you to live this victorious life. Meekness knows that getting the last word or trying to prove yourself right, it's not important. Meekness knows this. That spirit of meekness recognizes that, hey, I don't have to have the last word. And be quick, my beloveds. Be quick to resolve disagreements. You know, there are times when we just have to agree to disagree. And I always say, don't try to seek vengeance. Stay focused. Remember, our battle is really not with a person. It is really the battle of the enemy that does not want us to fulfill destiny, does not want us to follow the directions and the instructions that have been laid out for us to walk on a path that will take us to total victory. I said yesterday to a group, I said, God never meant for us to know defeat. And some of you may be familiar with that. That's something very profound that the great evangelist Morris Sorello used to say. God never meant for you to know defeat. He intends for you to walk in 100% victory. You know, there was an old song that used to say 99 and a half won't do. He wants you to walk in 100% victory. And don't let those negative thoughts, that doubt and fear, don't let it accuse you. You know, don't let it badger on your mind, you should have done this, oh, you messed up on that. Let that go. Begin to embrace meekness. That's your stronghold. Don't allow disagreements to fester. Be quick to repent. Be quick to ask for forgiveness. Apologize and let it go. We're talking today about a stronghold of meekness, a place in meekness that can stifle anything that's trying to speed bump you, that's trying to prevent you from getting to where you should be and where you really want to be. So allow ourselves to be clothed with humility. Always remember, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. I know it can be difficult, my beloveds, to walk away or to forgive when you absolutely know you're right. But don't harbor old wounds. You know, refusing to forgive will block us from excelling in our divine purpose. You know, meekness is a safety device. It can help drive you. God is the one who promotes. He's the one who elevates. And he's also the one who can demote. So let's not become engrossed in negative thoughts or so much in the affairs of the world that we begin to allow it to stifle us, to pull us down. Don't allow these matters to linger in your mind. Be totally aware of what's going on, but do not allow it to stop you. Don't allow it to distract you. Settle things, even in your mind. Settle things quickly. Let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. I want you to know that as you approach God, that He loves you. You know, sometimes we need someone to help us to do things, even in the natural. You know, we'll ask someone, can you help me do this? Or can I get your assistance with this? Sometimes we have to even come to God like that. Lord, I need your help. He's the perfect one. He is the one, and He can even heal your body. Humble yourself if you're coming for healing today. He'll cover you. He's already paid the price. We never outgrow our interactions with God. I want to emphasize that. We never outgrow our interaction with God. You know, it's like we're not too big, we're not too bright, we're not too old, we're not too righteous, that we stop interacting on an intimate level with God. So when we humble ourselves, when we walk in that spirit of meekness, we'll see God moving in our circumstances. I mean, when you have a true encounter with Him, a true encounter, you will begin to see the hand of God in your affairs. It's important for us to really grasp this and to receive this today. Because also, listen, during that stance and that posture of meekness, power of guilt is broken off our minds. Inferiority complexes are shattered. You know, sometimes society even tries to place us in inferiority positions. And then we may take that on in our mind. But guess what? You humble yourself before God, and He'll break those inferiority complexes, and you will soar at a faster rate. You've been forgiven. You've been restored. He'll bring those things to your remembrance. When that negativity, doubt, fear, unbelief, when it tries to bring those things to you, that, you know, some of these things sometimes are even in the back of our mind, refuse to entertain them. Accept your time of revival. Accept your time of deliverance. And be confident. Be confident about the righteousness of God that's resting upon your life. You know, we're really talking during this episode because we want to encourage you. My job is not to make you feel like, you know, you're at the bottom of the barrel. No, 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 no. You're the head and not the tail. In other words, you're promoted. In other words, you have a right to succeed. In other words, the Holy Spirit wants to reveal things to you regarding who you are. And He wants to remove that ingredient called deception. He doesn't want us deceived. He doesn't want us not being aware of the truth. And the truth is that God loves you, and He wants to keep position so that you can be blessed. I think we all get deceived sometimes. Sometimes we forget and we start focusing on the wrong things. That's why we're having this episode right now. So that we can come out of that mindset and get into the mindset of humbling ourselves before Almighty God who dwells within you. Don't keep putting Him outside. He's in you. Yes, He's omnipresent. He's evenly present everywhere. He is in you, my beloved. He's in you, loving you, directing you, giving you instructions, showing you the path, encouraging you to focus. Hey, He's got it all covered. He's got it all covered for us. So we humble ourselves. And I want to say this. Sometimes we have flashbacks of mistakes that we've made. I don't ever want us to just cover it up in terms of just pushing it to the back of our minds. Bring those things out and honestly look at them and let them go. And if you're insecure in some area, still overcoming childhood wounds or things like that, and they keep trying to come back and the thoughts trying to invade your success, listen, meditate, get still, and don't be afraid when they surface. Don't forget, you have Almighty God on your side. Don't be afraid to challenge these areas. And don't allow these areas plan for your life. Take that wounded spirit that, sometimes it's a wounded spirit that causes us many times to be negatively prideful. You know, a wounded spirit can cause us sometimes to be obstinate, unforgiving, rebellious, even vengeful. But none of these things exist when we rely upon that spirit of meekness. Meekness can overcome these things as we submit ourselves to the direction and the instructions of Almighty God. Let's be truthful with ourselves. Sometimes we have to say, "Search me, O God." Don't be afraid to ask Him. "Know my heart. Try me. Know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." What I'm saying is invite the Holy Spirit into those places, places that others really can't see, but you can face them. And if these areas, we don't want to leave these areas unchecked, because they can interfere with our ability to walk in meekness. Let's allow Almighty God, Yahweh, the healer, Jehovah Rapha, allow Him into these areas to heal you. Humble yourself in the posture of meekness and boldly go to the throne. Ask for mercy. Find grace. Oh, I know this subject today, meekness. It's an armor. It's not a sign of weakness. It protects us. Meekness doesn't mean that we subject ourselves to abuse or that we fail to protect ourselves from danger. Meekness doesn't mean you're a pushover. It means you're being led by the Holy Spirit. That's what it means. And help to lead others into meekness. You know, perhaps there are some things you have allowed to become a stronghold that may be way, way in the back of our minds. You know, some of these things that may be holding us back. But when we choose to submit to God, who's really strong enough to penetrate every negative thought, every fear, every unbelief, the power of God that dwells in you can pull those destructive thoughts down. He can enter into those fortified places and revive us, deliver us, and give us victory. It's so great. It's so great to talk to you today. This episode, about it. Let's walk in it. And I want to say, hey, I want to say hello to Cynthia and Peter out there who have joined us. I want to say hello, Dolores, who's joined us. Oh, Rosemary's joined us. I want to say hello. I want to say hello. Steen has joined us. Wow, it's great to see you. It's wonderful. Jewel has joined us. It's so awesome. Both of the Jewels have joined us today. This is so all of you that are out there and listening, I want to say hello. You mean so much to me. And I want to speak something to you today. Guess what? You're supernaturally anointed by God. You're full of knowledge, wisdom, and the Spirit of God. And you have faith to make life-changing effects in the lives of others. As you give, guess what? You always receive more back. Marvelous things are happening in and around and through you now. I also want to take just a moment, and I have two published books. One is Step Out on Faith. The other one is Life Applications for Kingdom Living. And soon to be released, Throw Jonah Overboard. The second one, You Can Run, But You Can't Hide. The third one, Waiting to Excel. And the fourth one, A Response to the Call. It's a handbook for developing faith leaders. I want to take a moment, and I want to thank my sponsors. Wow. Prophetess and Elder from Revival and Recovery Conference Line, thank you so much. I want to thank Helen from Love Without Limits, St. Louis, thank you. I want to thank Powerful Conversation out of Chicago, Illinois, thank you. Again, I want to thank Peter, Cynthia, and Aaron from the state of Kansas. And last but not least, Collegiate Training Institute, located in the Commonwealth of Virginia. I couldn't do this without you, so I want to thank you. I couldn't do it without your love, your prayers, and your support. Listen, you can reach me at this phone number, 703-309-0701. You can call me, yes, 703-309-0701. And you can email me at drglovinashow@gmail.com. You can mail me, P.O. Box 6455, Alexandria, Virginia. It was so nice to be with you today. I want you to remember one of life's cations for kingdom living is that you must walk in humility. I love you, and so good to be with you.
Thank you. Please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity. Bye.